Section 8. Concerning the supposed liberty of the will, as opposite to all necessity. It is chiefly insisted on by Armenians, in this controversy, as a thing most important and essential in human liberty, that volitions, or the acts of the will, are contingent events. Understanding contingents as opposite, not only to constraint, but to all necessity. Therefore I would particularly consider this matter. And, first, I would inquire, whether there is or can be any such thing, as a volition which is contingent in such a sense, as not only to come to pass without any necessity of constraint or coaction, but also without a necessity of consequence, or an infallible connection with anything foregoing. Secondly, whether, if it were so, this would at all help the cause of liberty. One, I would consider whether volition is a thing that ever does or can come to pass, in this manner, contingently. And here it must be remembered, that it has been already shown, that nothing can ever come to pass without a cause, or a reason, why it exists in this manner rather than another. And the evidence of this has been particularly applied to the acts of the will. Now if this be so, it will demonstrably follow, that the acts of the will are never contingent, or without necessity, in the sense spoken of. Inasmuch as those things which have a cause, or a reason of their existence, must be connected with their cause. This appears by the following considerations. 1. For an event to have a cause and ground of its existence, and yet not to be connected with its cause, is an inconsistence. For if the event be not connected with the cause, it is not dependent on the cause. Its existence is as it were loose from its influence, and may attend it, or may not. It being a mere contingence, whether it follows or attends the influence of the cause, or not, and that is the same thing as not to heed dependent on it. And to say, the event is not dependent on its cause, is absurd. It is the same thing as to say, it is not its cause, nor the event the effect of it. For dependence on the influence of a cause is the very notion of an effect. If there be no such relation between one thing and another, consisting in the connection and dependence of one thing and the influence of another, then it is certain there is no such relation between them as is signified by the terms cause and effect. So far as an event is dependent on a cause, and connected with it, so much causality is there in the case, and no more. The cause does, or brings to pass, no more in any event, than is dependent on it. If we say, the connection and dependence is not total, but partial, and that the effect, though it has some connection and dependence, yet is not entirely dependent on it. That is the same thing as to say, that not all that is in the event is an effect of that cause, but that only part of it arises from thence, and part some other way. 2. If there are some events which are not necessarily connected with their causes, then it will follow, that there are some things which come to pass without any cause, contrary to the supposition. For if there be any event which was not necessarily connected with the influence of the cause under such circumstances, then it was contingent whether it would attend or follow the influence of the cause, or no. It might have followed, and it might not, when the cause was the same, its influence the same, and under the same circumstances. And if so, why did it follow, rather than not follow? Of this there is no cause or reason. Therefore here is something without any cause or reason why it is, namely, the following of the effect on the influence of the cause, with which it was not necessarily connected. If there be no necessary connection of the effect on anything antecedent, then we may suppose that sometimes the event will follow the cause, and sometimes not, when the cause is the same, and in every respect in the same state and circumstances. And what can be the cause and reason of this strange phenomena? Even this diversity, that in one instance, the effect should follow, in another not. It is evident by the supposition, that this is wholly without any cause or ground. Here is something in the present manner of the existence of things, and state of the world, that is absolutely without a cause. Which is contrary to the supposition, and contrary to what has been before demonstrated. 3. To suppose there are some events which have a cause and ground of their existence, that yet are not necessarily connected with their cause, is to suppose that they have a cause which is not their cause. Thus, if the effect be not necessarily connected with the cause, with its influence, and influential circumstances, then, As I observed before, it is a thing possible and supposable that the cause may sometimes exert the same influence, under the same circumstances, and yet the effect not follow. And if this actually happens in any instance, this instance is a proof, in fact, that the influence of the cause is not sufficient to produce the effect. For if it had been sufficient, it would have done it. And yet, by the supposition, in another instance, the same cause, with perfectly the same influence, and when all circumstances which have any influence are the same, it was followed with the effect. By which it is manifest, that the effect in this last instance was not owing to the influence of the cause, but must come to pass some other way. For it was proved before, that the influence of the cause was not sufficient to produce the effect. And if it was not sufficient to produce it, then the production of it could not be owing to that influence, but must be owing to something else, or owing to nothing. And if the effect be not owing to the influence of the cause, then it is not the cause. Which brings us to the contradiction of a cause, and no cause, that which is the ground and reason of the existence of a thing, and at the same time is not the ground and reason of its existence. If the matter be not already so plain as to render any further reasoning upon it impertinent, I would say, that which seems to be the cause in the supposed case, can be no cause. Its power and influence having, on a full trial, proved insufficient to produce such an effect, and if it be not sufficient to produce it, then it does not produce it. To say otherwise, is to say, there is power to do that which there is not power to do. If there be in the cause sufficient power exerted, and in circumstances sufficient to produce an effect, and so the effect be actually produced at one time, all these things concurring, will produce the effect at all times. And so we may turn it the other way. That which proves not sufficient at one time, cannot be sufficient at another, with precisely the same influential circumstances. And therefore, if the effect follows, it is not owing to that cause. Unless the different time be a circumstance which has influence but that is contrary to the supposition. For it is supposed that all circumstances that have influence, are the same. And besides, this would be to suppose the time to be the cause. Which is contrary to the supposition of the other thing being the cause. But if merely diversity of time has no influence, then it is evident that it is as much of an absurdity to say, the cause was sufficient to produce the effect at one time, and not at another, as to say, that it is sufficient to produce the effect at a certain time, and yet not sufficient to produce the same effect at the same time. On the whole, it is clearly manifest, that every effect has a necessary connection with its cause, or with that which is the true ground and reason of its existence. And therefore, if there be no event without a cause, as was proved before, then no event whatsoever is contingent, in the manner that Armenians suppose the free acts of the will to be contingent.